Blog Talk Radio.
Always here we go. Show. Here we go.
I keep telling
Dag bitch. AKA 4DB with
anti-hater
bitch.
They ain't ready for it.
I got y'all. This for the ladies, though. Check this out. Anybody that's really been through it.
Yeah. Let's go.
This is for the bitches that came and went. Just a little dedication to the time we spent. Because your dagger doesn't backtrack. Laugh at those that do that. They always want to come back. We could have did that. We should have did this. But the bottom line is you let the dagger go. But you see, you made your choice and then I walked away. Because if dagger's not wanted, dagger don't stay. Yeah, I like to talk shit. I need a woman, not a sidekick. Yeah, you out of date, bitch, give me a break. I wouldn't even try to date rape. I skate, why wait? For a script that don't know what she wanna do. But when time's hard, I'm the one that you run to. You crying on my shoulder, I should've made it colder. She told me to leave, now she wanted me to hold her. When you got some other niggas, baby, you just stroll her. Now I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. Gone and you can't come back. Gone, I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. Told me I wasn't shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left, been winning. Don't wanna lose. Subject kinda touchy when you left, felt lucky. No one to judge me, nobody above me. But no one to love me, had no self-esteem. So I jumped off the edge like I'm Charlie Sheen. Didn't die, made a comeback. Tried to leave me stranded, left me for dead. But look at me, I'm standing on my own two, 6'2". All me, no you. Not what I wanted, I'm just doing what I gotta do. I gave you all my time, and here's what you did. You
spoke me down.
Now I'm doing big things and keeping it true. Why? I no longer got a hold back, no more getting sidetracked. Going through my phone and deleting your contacts. You wanted to go and move on to the next. Cause you were my queen, you chose to be the ex. I ain't hanging no more. I tried to stay, now I gotta go. I told you now I'm doing what I got to do. And that's a whole lot of smoking, snorting, drinking. Wanna kill my brain cause it won't stop thinking. You said you did, we told a lot of lies. So many smiles and cries, you didn't have family ties. But I got why the truth is I'm out of tries. Now I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me, feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I wasn't shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you let Ben win, don't wanna lose.
As I sit and think about what we had, I also at the same time realize what we may never be. Choices were made, actions were taken, and some things can't be taken back. What hurts the most is that you don't realize I was always thinking about the future, and I always saw my future with you until you decided to remove yourself from it. In no way can or will I ever say that I'm perfect, but no matter what, you were number one. But I couldn't make you see that, and I promise you I tried. Fuck it though, right? I wasn't enough, you went that way, I went this way, but every now and then you hit me on a Monday or a Tuesday. I don't know what to think, but you gone and you have been for a long time because you're not there like you used to be. You know that, I know that, so I guess it is what it is. Dagger bitches, 4DB with it. Hood bang!
Now I'm about to go! I have to let you know. Yeah, but since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. Shit, I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. But I got to go! I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, and I gotta make the right move. Since you left, been winning. So I can't lose. You dagger bitches, AKA 4DB, Witty.
So you say you were robbed?
Yes, a photograph. And I know who took it. His name is Kyle Broflowski.
If it's a photo, what's the big deal? Why don't you just print out another one?
It's a big deal, okay? That picture is my property, and I want it back.
Okay, what is the picture of?
Why does that matter?
Well, how are we going to find your picture unless we know what it is?
All right. It's a picture of me.
Yes?
It's a picture of me. And, what appears to be a penis in my mouth.
You were sucking somebody's penis.
No, I was not. I was asleep. And this person just put their penis in my mouth without me knowing and took the picture.
I see.
Yes. Now, it may appear in the picture that I'm actually looking at the camera lens and smiling with the penis in my mouth and giving a thumbs up. But I assure you, I was fast asleep.
Well, we'd have to get a warrant first, approved by a grand jury.
I don't have time for that. We have school tomorrow, and I know that Kyle's going to show the picture to everybody during show and tell.
Well, then, you're screwed.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bang Out Radio, with the dagger and Queen V. This feel girl, me is so real. And you know I'm feeling freaky. So I'ma let Dagger play that song, and we gon' get freaky.
We gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
excuse me. What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights. Dagger, Queen, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Tired of a lot of things. Tired, but we're here. It is what it is. I'm drinking some weird ass foreign beer. I don't know what the fuck this is, but I had nothing else to drink, and I had to have some alcohol, and I got weed with no blunt. I'm just all fucked up right now, but the show must go on. Shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz the Shay, because, again, without her, there wouldn't be no Bang Out Radio at all. So thank you for allowing us to keep things moving, to keep things pushing for not only ourselves and everybody that fucks with Bang Out Radio, these independent artists, but, like I said, just anybody that respects reality. Next, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You can send it to me or you can send it to Queen. Queen, where can they send it to?
Just send it to Queen V, VEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is Queen V, VEE1991@gmail.com.
Yeah, it is, y'all. So make sure you get it in. Either way, we will find a place for it in rotation, all right? And of course, last but not least, anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support me, again, anybody that's just trying to do something, get things popping, keep things moving, you know, that's what we're here for, just trying to drop some real shit. You either roll with it or you don't. Your choice, but, hey, that's how we get down over here. So, let's see how we're going to get into it tonight. Afraid out the gate. Levi, how you feeling tonight, man?
What's happening? What's up, Queen?
Hi, what's up?
Chilling.
shit, man. So are you hanging out for the show, Levi? I just need to ask off top so I know where I need to go. You know, I know you be. It'd be varying, so I got to ask straight off top so I know what the guy to say to you.
I probably hang out for a little bit.
All right, Levi, chill. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Levi. Like I said, as always, when you call in, man, go ahead and lead us off. What you want to do? I got to hold on. Let's see. I got the standing ovation, I got the good love, I got the finished good love, I got the worth it, and I got the worth it remix.
Well, go ahead and do that good love, the official good love, the finished
the official,
one.
That's the official good love, featuring Miss Bossy right here, y'all, West Coast Wednesday, something nice, Levi Cass starting it out. Yeah, we'll be right back.
I just wanna know you better, love you better. So I'm writing you this letter. Tell me if you need me ever. Wanna show you that
express how I feel. Maybe I'm in a dream, but this love feels real. Baby, I know you told me that your heart's been scarred, but I promise to stand my ground till you let down your guard. I know you still scared, but baby, guess I'll lord. One way or another, I'ma show you the stars. told you that this world was ours. I'm good with only you, I don't need no other broad. Let's take a vacay, fly down to Padre. Lay up on the beach, let the sun hit the cheek. Lay up under you, feel your warm embrace. It's a blessing every night to see the smile on your face. I may be a turtle, but I won this race. Got me waking every morning, singing Amazing Grace. I'm happy to be the man that put the glow back in your face. Girl, you know I love you, I do whatever it takes.
I just wanna know you better. Love you better. So I'm writing you this letter. Call me if you need me ever. Wanna show you that truth, truth.
Amor, tantas esperanças deixa na minha cabeça. Okay, okay. Show me, put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
I know that you're feeling my intellect, my body got your interest, and I know you wanna just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me, and that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever, do bad times and better. No distance or fight, could tear us or shred us. See, the night is just for us, so hold my hand and cuddle up. Don't touch me hard, touch me nice. Don't do me wrong, do me right. We ain't gotta have sex just to feel the vibes. Just put your hands on me when the time arrives, cause I'm ladylike and I'm kinda shy, and I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
Hug so tight, we breathe each other. If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gon' be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot, and I know you got that gold. Don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the villain while we blowing on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow, and another on my legs, and another in the middle. It tickle me, I do the wiggle just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God you mind soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me, pull me closer. My head on your shoulder, hold my hand as we grow older. This is special, talk with motion, feel emotion, right? Rub my skin, I smile within, cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady, she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man, he's the only baby. You like it, you love it, you need it, it's nothing. You see it, you want it, come closer and touch it.
Yeah, love. nothing to lose. I've been thinking all day. I think you know what I'm finna say. I can see you really wanted to, girl. All I wanted you.
Did you know that scientists now believe that some people are actually born with a genetic predisposition to bitch dependency, Tom?
And exactly when did you become a relationship counselor?
Well, sharing this pimp knowledge for an exorbitant fee is my way of giving something back to the community, Tom. I want to help you, Tom, I do. But I need you to help me help you.
Huh. Help me help you. Yeah, okay.
Now, tell me if you would about this bitch you have an unhealthy dependency on.
Could we please not call her a bitch? Bitch.
Say it, bitch. Yes, we've got to call her that, Tom. I'm sorry. After what she's done, not calling her a bitch would be disrespectful to you, and I'm not able to do that. Now, please continue.
Yeah, we back. Let's talk about quick. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Making sure, because one of my headphones doesn't work, but the mic does, so I was just making sure. So I wasn't. Make sure I wasn't just talking to myself. I mean, make sure. Levi, is it? Wait. Levi? I had to go mobile, people, so I had to go mobile on my end, so now that can go sometime. I'm going to try to work it out, though. Levi, good?
Yeah, man.
Hey, yes, for sure. Remember, if you want to call in 661-621-7559, as always, you can chill in the queue. Press one to highlight us, and, again, I apologize off top because I'm going to be passing through the house. So in case you hear something in the background or somebody talking shit to me or whatever, it's most likely one of my parents or something, you know, just go. I'm trying to pass through quick. But besides, it's just, like I said, I don't know. I just tired a lot. I've been dealing with a lot of stupidity lately, and y'all know how I feel about stupidity. It's just, it's very Especially when like you're not looking for it. I mean, who goes looking for stupidity?
Well, I always seem to find it, at least me, or maybe it comes to find me,
or whatever. But the best way to deal with stupidity is to not deal with it, cut people off, turn your back on them. But at the same time, oh shit.
why am I taking in?
Yeah, you're going in and out.
I'm going in and out. We're here. Let me do this. My bad, because I don't want it to sound like a completely bad show. Y'all give me 1 second. I want y'all to just mute y'all phones just in case one shit happens. Let me put one song real quick and get shit situated. Okay. So we'll be right back in one more quick second. Y'all meet up. Yeah, back. We'll be right back.
let's try this again. Can you hear me now? Maybe it sounds worse. Hold on.
No.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Levi, you still good? Now I'm outside. So I'm just waiting on my ride to pull up.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, a lot of stupidity. I mean, is there any special kind of stupidity people been dealing with? I mean, I'm just setting the tone for later on. So, but I mean, we started off. Motherfuckers doing some shit.
Like, stupidity. Yes, I've been dealing with a bunch of it lately. Like, family stupidity. I actually had some craziness happen to me today too. This is crazy. I don't know. It's been an eventful kind of day for me today. What happened?
One of the nice words people put on bad days. Eventful.
Yeah, it's been kind of eventful. I've had to deal with the stupidity of other people in their drama and not knowing how to handle their mess. You know, I don't know if you guys know of any people who have drama and stress in their lives, but they don't know how to handle it, so they take their drama and their stress out on you, like that's your fault and that's your problem.
Yeah,
kind of
doing
like that today.
Yeah.
At that point, you just punch him in the face.
I think I like Levi's idea about that, going around and punching people in the face, because they can't handle their own stress. So maybe if I knock them out hard enough, they learn not to fuck with me.
Knock them understanding into that. Some weird shit. Remember?
Huh?
Remember one night. Remember one night on the show when I was talking about the like stage 5 clinger? Do y'all remember that? Y'all remember that show?
I believe I remember that show.
Swear to God.
Swear,
like I'm walking down the street right now. I'm alive.
Maybe you should take if you have your headphones off, you should probably take them out. Or to have a man check him out because he can't hear you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay. Better?
Yeah, that's so much better.
But I swear, stage 5, the stage 5 singer, right? Like I said, I spoke weed with her and everything in the truck or whatever. She was so long.
Oh, is that the girl you recorded?
Yeah. And her. Right?
Okay. Okay.
She's in the car right around the corner from my mama. Where am I putting that phone?
It's still bad, Dagger.
That is not for you. Oh,
Dagger, yeah, we still can't hear you.
Dude, you got nigga Metro? Nah, nigga, this Apple Inc. It might be my headphone. I'm getting in the car. I'm getting inside. Hold on a second. Hold on.
He said Metro.
Said, no, nigga, this Apple Inc.
Apple Inc.
We probably...
All right, now let's try this. I'm going to go take the headphones out, like you said. I'm going to fucking hold this shit up to my motherfucking head. Like, I don't got a blue. I need a Bluetooth. That's what I need. But, all right. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The queen. That was a side note right there. Where were we? Stupid shit.
We were talking about the clinger. Oh, you wasn't about the clinger?
Well, if that was her right there, then I'm scared. What the fuck that bitch doing around the corner from my mama's house? You know
what I mean?
Oh,
yeah, no.
Like,
oh, no. Mm-mm. That's not okay.
Why are you sitting, like, right there? See, that's motherfuckers. Like, she was going to get over there and smoke some weed with a nigga. I had her meet me. She don't know where my mama's house is at. Because I never had her pick me up, drop me off around at my mama's house. I was always like, I'll just meet you at the park type shit. So, I don't know if you're here at the park. But now, like I said, I ain't talked to this bitch in months. They text me, call me, woof, whatever, and I swear that's that bitch in that truck right there sitting around the corner from my mama house. Like, this shit is not cool. Just on a night that I so happened to
to be walking down the street and walking, go, you know what I mean, walking over there. I don't usually be walking down the street. Like I said, I was just trying to get away from the house and everything. So, and so, but then it leads me to think, like, how often did she be down there just sitting over there if that was her? Like, maybe I'm tripping. I want to think I'm tripping. But at the same time, I could have swore when I did walk by, because usually, like, you know how when, like I said, for me, when you on foot, I just kind of keep it pushing. You got to get to your destination, especially at nighttime in certain areas or whatever. You know, you don't lollygag and shit. So, and but then I looked up. Like I said, I noticed somebody in the car. And then I looked up again. You know, I had to do the double take. And then I noticed it was a female. And then she kind of, like, slid or slumped down a little bit. Like, I don't know if she was trying to hide. Like, now that it's replaying in my head, because, again, I was trying to push past it real fast. But that's just fucking crazy if that stage five cleaner is just sitting on the corner, around the corner right there like that. I said, now I'm worried. I should call the police. Police.
She gonna get you.
Like, I could have just got kidnapped right now on national radio, you know what I mean? Like got put the chloroform on a nigga face and shit. That shit ain't cool right there. Mm. I didn't even get the plate number. See, I'm bullshit. That's slipping.
Yep. Always be aware of your surroundings. You should know better. Definitely know better.
No, but then if it was, then what was I going to say? Like, Big, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just weird. Really weird. But like I said, stupid people, that's a, look, stupid shit right there. You know what I mean? All I want to do is walk down the street. I don't get it. But, like I said, I'm not even going to set up. I'm just tired because I really be doing a lot sometimes to, like, try to take the time sometimes to, like I said, try to talk to people. You know, lately I've been trying this talking thing. Lately I've been trying it out. It still ain't working. Nobody believes me. But, you know, I'm trying it out. But, again, nobody likes, you know what I mean, what I have to say about shit. Nobody really likes it. But, you know, then you go the other way, though. Like I said, but I always listen to people. I listen to everything people got to say. I listen to how they talk, listen to how they come at me, how they come at everybody else. Like I said, I listen. So it's just amazing to me how, you know, how people can dish it out sometimes, or, you know, or can't take. You know, there's no evenness to it. It's more of a I can do it, but you can't. Like, I can talk to you however you want, however I want, but you better not say shit to me. And a lot of people have that. It seems like to be a universal thing. And I think it's like, you know, we just got to keep it. I figure we just keep it even. If you can talk shit, I can talk shit if we just talk shit. I mean, that's not an issue. I just don't like the unevenness. You know, that's stupid to me. So, I don't know. And it's something funny. But, I don't know. I mean, that's at least where I'm at with that, at least as far as stupidity.
Yeah, you still haven't explained what stupid shit you've been going on, what's been going on.
I mean, I take for a little, I just don't like people saying they're going to do something, number one, and then don't do it. I've been in a situation where people get mad at me over shit, like, okay, Facebook. Let's get there for one. This is dumb shit. Like I said, y'all already know how I feel about social media. You know, I hate how people think that social media is somehow real life. That shit is not the same. It may have similarities. It may kind of run parallel depending on who you are and how you run your shit. But it's not real life. And people literally live through Facebook. You know, it's like I can comment, I can do, and there are people that really go out there and be watching people's shit. There's eyes on my Facebook page, like eyes deep on my shit, and it's amazing to me. I mean, they're looking at comments when I'm on pictures, or when somebody comment, they're looking at conversations. They're sending me shit about conversations that I've already had with people and everything like that, like. I didn't have the conversation. Like, I know. And then, what's this supposed to mean? And what's that? Like, people are just doing way too much lately. But then again, it's over Facebook. You're never going to find anything incriminating on my Facebook page if I was out there doing all kind of shit. It's not going to happen like that because I don't live through social media like that. And again, I be fucking with people sometimes because I put shit on Facebook sometimes just to see how people are going to react. I mean, people give themselves away. but it's dumb that people feed into that type of shit. Like, how do you get in trouble over type shit like that? And like I said, the shit that be on my Facebook don't even be nothing even direct. People always see, and it's funny. And this is how you know guilty consciousness and shit. This is how you know people feel something within themselves. This is how you know this. When you say shit that don't, when you just say shit, like when you have a feeling, I've seen it. You know, Levi done it. You know, Queen done it. When you just say something, just like, you know, that's just how you feeling at that point, whatever it may be. But then somebody hits you up on it, like, think you talking about them? Like, what's, like, you really just wasn't even mm-hmm. really, you might not have nobody directly in mind. You might have just been felt that way at that time, you know? Or, it was funny. Okay, here's one. Here's one. I posted up something that said, you know, quick comments, put your comments down, let's, I just thought about it. What's the weirdest shit you ever heard during sex with the, during, what's the weirdest shit you ever heard the opposite say, opposite sex say during sex, right? I put up, you know, when a bitch was rock, she just like balled up her fist and said she wanted to punch me in the face right now. You know, that's what I posted up.
You bitch, I wish you would.
Huh?
I said, I wish a bitch would.
But no, I'm in this situation where a bitch is just like tits up and just want to, like, I had a bitch who hit me, like, I wish to hit you right now. Like, I don't know why, but okay. But besides that, right, I said, why is this bitch hit me up talking about, oh, who was you fucking that day at that time when I exactly posted that up? Like, she thought like, that shit just happened. You know what I mean? Like, just, what the fuck, number one, if it did just happen just now, what the fuck are you worried about it for? But two, I'm thinking about the greatest time and any time you've had sex with the op, you know, had somebody said
just
something
in general,
during sex,
yeah,
during opposite
crazy.
Sex. In life. You know what I mean? That's a long time to know that. I've heard a lot of shit. So for you to assume that it's this right off the gate and then when it, you know, it's just dumb. Dumb. Over Facebook.
Because that's the world that we live in now. That's the
love that we live in. Over a nigga Instagram, and not even my Instagram. How do I get in trouble for pictures on somebody else's Instagram? Not even technically in trouble, but just why do I gotta hear shit or text or everything like that over pictures on somebody else's Instagram? You're not even looking at mine. Like, you know, that shit is funny too. But I mean, like I said, social media. That's like you said. We're living in right now, so it's crazy. But I don't know, but I've said it many times. Fuck social media. It's not real. It's like the Matrix. It's not real life. To jack in, have your little fun, whoop or whatever, but don't forget reality.
Like, you can't forget reality.
So, just how I feel. But, getting a couple more tracks real quick. We'll be right back. Queen B, Levi Cav hanging out. We mobile, trying to get situated. When I get back to a landline, it's not a landline. Laptop as well would be even better. So, yeah, you still want to call in? 661-621-7559. Be right back. West Coast Wednesday, sometimes. There we go.
Yeah. Love flow like a river, baby. beautiful delay. I can see you open, I can tell you open. The way the leg is shaking, you ain't think I noticed.
Nigga, get your heart from the content. Then I eat my steak out back. Then I hit her with the get right. You know, put that b- in her all night.
Girl, the things I wanna do to you.
Similarities being lame, need no reason to hate. Shit, why bother? I'm telling you, I'm that nigga, contain a high power. Chill, and these niggas wanna feel me now. Shit.
Oh,
there. I said it. I'm sorry. It was wrong, and I wish I could take it back, but I can't. So please, please, can we just end this?
Man, we don't give a about no steak, Mina.
What? Just because he was our nigga doesn't mean we gave a about his ass.
We don't need no reason to out. That's why we drink Hennessy. That's why we smoke that dog. That's why we niggas. We likes to ruin hell, y'all just gave us an excuse. If it wasn't you, we'd probably just pick someone at random and ruin their life.
Huh?
Oh, come on. Well, now what?
Now you die.
Police. Thank God for the police. I mean, who's this? Who called a popo?
All right, you three are under arrest for the murder of Peter Brown. Thank you, officer. Thank you.
I can't believe somebody snitched. That's gay.
These three won't be bothering you. Then why do you think they were after you guys specifically?
It was a nigga moment.
Oh, of course. Nigga moment. Well, there's only one way to end a nigga moment for good. Jail.
Jail?
Jail. That makes sense. Jail! Isn't that great, Huey? Jail! Of course! Oh, thank God for jail.
Glad we can help.
And that's the moral of the story. Some niggas just need to go to jail. I might be in hell, but at least I ain't in jail, nigga. Let me
out the car! I can't believe somebody snitched. Niggas is out here like running forces.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, something nice, Jagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Levi, still good?
Yeah, man.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Well, we're going to keep it moving. We're supposed to be Jagger's double play, but my time schedule is all off right now, so we just not going to worry about it right this second, but I got to pump this gas. But the next thing I was thinking about, because, you know, I think about weird shit sometimes. I think it's weird, but I think it makes sense when I tend to explain it. So let me put this on the table real quick and see how this meshes with the world. Now, I believe, and I personally think, that sports are better than relationships. I've come to this realization today. Now, again, don't get me wrong. Number one of all is nothing's better than pussy, like I said. But, you know, but here's why. Let me explain. Certain things. First of all, sports has rules. Wait, first of all, now let me take it back even further. There are different kinds of sports. You know, some people can play multiple sports, but, you know, usually people have that one sport that they excel in, you know, and the other sports that are kind of like whatever. So you want to excel in the sport you're good at. Kind of just when it comes to relationships. You want to deal with people that, you know, bring something good to the table. You don't want to deal with just random people. You don't want to just go around there and try to do everything at once, because if you try to spread yourself around too many sports, you might not be able to handle them all. And even if you could, that could wear down the body. You know, you can get real tired. You know the situation. We're just making the analogy here. I'm just making an analogy. So, number one, many types of sports. Number two, sports have rules. You know, the game we live in, the shit that people do and everything like that, the things that happen in relationships, it's kind of a game as well. But there are no rules when it comes to relationships. There's no rules in love. Ain't that what they say? Or whatever, there's no rules when it comes to that. It's everybody for themselves. Do what you got to do. In sports, there's rules. You know what to expect. You know what I mean? You know you can't abide by the rule. If you can't abide by the rules, there's penalties and you will lose. You know what I mean? This is why I like sports. I like, because, like I said, in relationships, when it comes to penalties, still, you know, it's not even a win or lose situation. It depends on how you look at it. You know, everybody kind of loses something. You know, there's never really a winner when things go bad in relationships. In sports, things go bad, somebody get injured, you know, hey, you know, peel them off, bring on the next one. You know, that's just how it is, because that's just part of the game. Kind of the same thing again. Okay, sports has insurance. If you're good at what you do, you know, you're going to be insured. You know what I mean? There's no insurance when it comes to relationships. None. There's no insurance. There's no backup. People get stuck with you.
You know what I mean? Kids come from relationships, you know, broken families, things like that. I mean, y'all seen the things that happen. You know what I mean? There's no insurance for that. You know how many people are in the county lines and doing all kind of shit and everything like that? There's no insurance. Somebody's getting injured. Let a star player – look at Kobe. Kobe's injured. He ain't played damn near a whole year and a half almost, making millions. He's insured.
Yeah, but I mean, if you play right, then you get insurance too. I mean, I understand the analogy, but, I got to look at it from the other end of it too.
Well, but that insurance is based on something else. You know, in sports, it's guaranteed. That's guaranteed. You know, you got to sign that contract. And then again, but there you go, signing contracts, marriage contracts and a sports contracts, which is better, which is worse.
But see, that's what I'm saying. If you want to go there, you want to talk about that. Like, I mean, it depends. You got to go back to who you.
Well, also, let's look at it this way.
You feel me?
Let's take it
like, you can't just, you don't go out. Even sports players just don't go out and be like, here, you want to be on the team and just start tossing jerseys at motherfuckers just because they can play. No, you got to find the multi-million-dollar player who wants to wear your jersey and who wants to wear it proudly. Like, no, you just don't go out doing shit like that. Like, no, you got to find that one player who definitely wants to be on the team.
Well, let's look at it another way. Now, also, see, this is a problem, I think, with shit, too. Now, when it comes to sports, there are different levels of sports. You know what I mean? And depending on your skill level or what you bring to the table puts you in that level of sports. Now, I'm mainly a basketball watcher, so I'm going to relate most of this to basketball. But, you know, it can kind of relate to any other because there's different levels. You know, look at sports, right? You got the NBA, you know, the top. You got the NBA, bam, that's the top, bam. Those are what I like to call your, the flashy, glossy niggas. You know what I mean? They're not even necessarily a bad thing, you know, but, I mean, these are niggas that, you know, got them six, seven figure type shit, motherfucker. You know what I mean? They got that. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna. Well, I'm just using this to make an analogy. Then you got, you know, the overseas players. You know the motherfuckers that overseas money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then you got the D League. You know, there's a D League out there. I don't mean that the D League don't got some good players out there now. You know what I mean? D League got some players, but they just don't have the money or whatever to get up to that NBA level. But again, if enough players get injured on that NBA level, then, you know, D League niggas start looking good, I guess. You know, if we're still following on, we're all still on the same analogy here. But then also to take it even further, like I said, then what do you want? You want a street baller? You know what I mean? You want one of the N1 motherfucker type niggas? You know what I mean? They got the skills, but they don't give a fuck about shit. So they get their shit their own way, you know what I mean, that way. And then you got the straight just niggas that just play on weekends, you know, in the YMCA. You know, like, what caliber of a player, a person do you want? You know, here's where the problem is. It's like D-League niggas is in the NBA thinking that they NBA players and they not. They D-League are even worse and say vice versa for bitches and shit. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers is not in their positions as they should be. And shit's getting all fucked up. See, this shit don't happen in sports. You know, it happens in relationships and everything, but it don't happen in sports. Motherfucker, no. You do not get to the NBA unless you can do, you know what I mean? It just doesn't happen. I don't give a fuck what you do. You're not getting in. You know what I mean? It's that type of shit. So I don't know. Like I said, I kind of like it, though, at the same time, because, like I said, there's rules, there's obligations, there's things you have to do. If you don't perform, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, this shit happens. Niggas get traded. People get cut. You know, but the bad thing about but at the same time, to make the same analogy, like you were saying, Quinn, you know, people need that one person. You know what I mean? But that's what people get shit fucked up. And I'm gonna say it goes both ways, you know what I mean? But I'm gonna talk about the bitches. Bitches get that one star player that they like, you know what I mean, but then they wanna still deal with the supporting cast. Because, you know, that star player that star player can't do it all by himself, but with these supporting niggas, you know, but I got to keep them a secret, you know what I mean? Can't let the star player know what's going on, because, you know, like I said, relationships and sports is different. But bitches think like this. Niggas too, like, they try to get that one dude, but then when that one dude do this, or he say he fuck up or whatever, like I said, Kobe has a bad night,
but they don't take away his contract right away. You know what I mean? You nigga have a bad night in a relationship. She fucking nigga have a bad night in a relationship. She quick to be on the next nigga. You know what I mean? She goes straight to the reserves and doing something else. So I mean, that's some fucked up shit.
See, that's crazy. Like, no, like that's not how you. And if that's what I'm saying, you, when it comes to relationships, you have to pick your star player wisely. Because yeah, you gonna have your star player gonna always nobody is perfect. They always gonna have their off night. Somebody is always gonna have an off night. But you just don't bench your star player just because of off night. Like, no, that's not how that works. Like, you paying your star player all this money. No, your star player gonna work for you. That's what it is. You feel me? Straight up. So, like I said, you just don't go around handing Laker jerseys to everybody and be like, okay, boom, you can come. You can come play on the court. Boom, you can come play on the court, dog. You can come play on the court.
But
no.
What I'm saying is,
no.
But no, but still using the same analogy, motherfuckers can be on the court, but that don't mean they're going to get a whole lot of time. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. They don't. They think about it as, nigga, I just want you around type shit. You know, I don't like that either. Don't, you know, girls tend to, they have that one dude they mess with, but then they still got niggas just hanging around type shit. You know what I mean?
Now let's move this to what we talked about now. Let's talk about relationships and let's talk about friend zone niggas. Okay, now I have a nigga. Boom, that's my nigga. Like, that's it. That's all. That's that nigga. Like, can't nobody try to take his spot unless he forfeit his spot. Straight up, just like that. Like, okay, now boom. You got the niggas who hit me up, like today. Okay, let's be real. Like today. Today, out of nowhere, I get a phone call. Now, mind you, I got a nigga. I got my star player. Like, ain't nobody fuck up his spot unless he fuck up his spot. But today, out of nowhere, I get a phone call from somebody. I'm like, who is this? I'm like, hello, oh, this is Woosie Woop. Oh, who is this? Oh, remember we went to high school together. Come to find out, I knew, like, this was my first anything. Last time I seen the nigga was 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Now you trying to come back after 10 years of me not even seeing you. You just left out of nowhere. You trying to come back and holler at me. Okay, yeah, what's up? Oh, well, I just want to be your homie. Like, oh, he's like, you got a man? Yeah, I got a man. Oh, well, can I be your friend? Like, you know, I had this and this going on with you and blah, 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 and I loved you and this, that, and the third. Like, no, nigga, you've been gone all this time. Now you want to be, you want to jump from a street baller nigga all the way up to the big leagues? No. No. That's not how this game works. Like, no, you can't just jump from street ball nigga all the way to the NBA and think that you're going to be my star player. No, I already got a star player. I'm sorry, homie. Like, no. So, like, do I have friend zone niggas? Hell yeah. Like, I'll put a nigga in the friend zone in a minute and not think twice about it. Oh, well, you're, like, people say that bitches are fucked up for shit like that, but, I mean, that's what it is. Like, I will put you in the friend zone in a minute. That doesn't mean that, oh, as soon as my nigga fuck up, that I'm calling the niggas on my friend zone.
That's
no,
what it do
But see, that's the thing, though. Like, if you got a real star player,
yeah.
If you got a real star player, you don't do that. You don't do that if you got a real star player. Like, if your nigga is about that and he does that for you, no matter what it is, yeah, everybody has a off night. Because me as a bitch, I wouldn't want my nigga to turn around after I have a fucked up day or whatever the case may be, and we have an argument and we have a fight, turn around and be like, I'm going to call the next bitch out my phone and go with her. Like, no, that's fucked up. You just don't do shit like that. Like, but that's just real star players, and that's how you find out who's really on the team, and that's who you find out who really deserves a jersey. Like, you can have your bench players, hell yeah, but that don't mean that they always get to play. They don't always get to play.
they get the garbage time at the end of the game.
They get the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game. They ain't out there really contributing to nothing that's going on. That's real shit.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna come back to that. You touched on something that I wanna bring. I wanna
alliterate on it. I got a question too. I always be curious about shit, so I'm gonna see if I can answer my question in a second. Hold on, real quick. Trying to get things booted up real quick, real fast. But
Daddy, you said you was over there drinking beer.
Yeah, that's all I had. It's whack. Yeah, I feel bad today. It's what I had. But, hey, like I said, I got to do what I got to do. But Levi, man,
exactly.
What you think? Relationship with sports, man. You with this? What you think?
Yes and no. I mean, everything got rules, man. It's rules to the game. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, I don't know. I ain't got no squad. You know what I'm saying?
But see, you said there's rules to the game, though. But see, everybody has their own interpretation. See, real G's, real players, real women, real bitches, you know, they understand what the rules are. We know, like you said, there are rules. You know what I mean? There's certain shit you're just not supposed to do. No matter what you, like I say all the time, the one thing my dad always taught me, if you're going to do wrong, do it right, even at that. You know what I mean? There's a way you do shit, period, no matter what it is. All right? So, but again, like I said, it's like lawless right now. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to say shit is lawless out there right now. You know what I mean? It's just like the old, nobody gives a fuck about shit. You know what I mean? Remember the old Wild Wild West days? You know what I mean? It's the wild, wild west right here in Cali right now. Man, remember the old days, motherfucker? You just walked around with your burner. Nigga, one sheriff, but that motherfucker was a bitch. You know what I mean? Everybody did what they wanted to. As long as you just held it down in the street, nigga, and that was it. Point blank, period. I mean, that's where we are right now, but it's all on some other shit. But I see my niggas calling in real quick. Y'all, we're going to get the Dagger Teleplay. We're going to get back. I got to remember to touch on what Queenie said. Let me make sure. What was I going to say? I got to remember.
I'm going to try to remember. But
I got to touch on what Queenie. Dang, Queenie, what did you just say? You said something. I hate you. This is what I need. This is what I got to jot down shit.
I remember. All right. I got it. Be right back. And West Coast was there. Something nice. Dagger, Queen, Levi hanging out. And, I'm going to take it way back. Watch this. Here we go.
Welcome out tonight, y'all. Uh-oh. We got the Dagger.
Yeah.
Yes. And also tonight.
Uh-oh.
Making his 2009
Uh-oh.
Debut.
Ah, shit.
We got Sex with Chocolate
Sex
out here tonight
in
the bank.
In the house.
Yo. About to let y'all bitches have it.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Now normally this ain't my style, feeling kinda suckerish, but fuck it, I'm the Dagger, what I feel, I make it public. Everybody listen while I put these women in their place, a lot of y'all is gonna hate, so back it up and get in space. First I talk about you bougie bitches that be showing out, think you too cute to get a nigga's fist up in your mouth. I haven't done it, but best believe I've seen it happen, man, I don't agree with hitting women.
But
I understand, some of y'all don't ever quit until a nigga butt your lips. Now you wanna call the cops, you bitches on that bullshit. Look at how you screaming, cussing, you the one that go to church, and yeah, I hit you in the eye, look out my eye, see me as a baby boy, Dagger, he's a grown man. Bitches try to game me up, I hit him with a better round. I'ma keep my money, cause your mom and daddy made you rich. And if they were to pass away today, you wouldn't have to.
I could never love you, no, I couldn't kiss a hug.
No,
I won't give you anything that you need.
Woo!
Except for my erection.
I can't sing, I don't give a fuck.
There is no trust between you and me. No.
Now what about these baby making bitches that ain't never had you? Raw dogging every nigga, still don't know her baby daddy. Member of a broken family, now you wanna have your own. A single mom, a lot of kids, a daddy who I never hold. Caught up in a cycle and you still don't wanna break it. Couldn't keep a nigga, so you settle for a county check. Now you wanna blame the kids cause you chose the wrong life. Real niggas never turn you hoes into a housewife. Now you out every night, baby at your mama's crib. But you ain't got no mama, just be fucking right in front of kids. Yeah, the Dagger's pro-choice, death is an option or adoption. You don't do it though, cause people is watching. Bitch, it's all self-esteem. Maybe you should get you some. A single mom can run a house too, because I've seen it done. But it takes a lot of work to pick and get some lazy hoes. That's why your son is selling drugs and daughter's coming out of clothes.
I could never love you, I couldn't kiss a hug you. I won't give you anything that you need, except for my erection. We got to use protection.
Why?
There is no trust between
about these prostitutes doing anything for love, letting any nigga in they pussy mouth the Duke shoot.
Cool,
high heels for the track, you pay the price, you hitting that. Running laps and touching more balls than
get
the
back
quarterback. Didn't finish school, so you chose to make the fast cash.
A bitch gotta eat, right?
Hit the streets, sell your
go
ass
ahead.
All I see is trash, but to them you a treasure. Been a hundred's just a fuck, who me?
Nah,
not never.
Not me.
Yeah, you got a lot of ass, and yeah, I'm loving what I see, but I ain't paying you. It's either free or else you
paying
me. Let them other niggas pay you money just to take it down. You got the perfect occupation, all you do is lay around. I respect your hustle, bitch, but a hoe,
hell no.
Get up off the track at least and go and do a video. Them hoes get a worse for going dummy.
Stupid
over dick and give your money to a pimp. Dead broke dumb. Take the case left and right, getting raped here and there, and then you got kidnapped. They couldn't find you anywhere. That's all you know, you ain't got nothing to offer except some head and ass and trips.
And I could
die.
Never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you, and I won't give you anything that you need.
Why ain't giving you a
except
damn
except for my arrest.
What else?
And we got to use protection.
That's right.
There is no trust between you and me.
Nah, no trust.
No.
Yeah. That's Jack signing off, y'all. Let these bitches know about themselves, you know what I mean? Good looking out,
man.
Sexual Talk. You know what I mean? 2009 debut.
You
that's how I work out and how I go. Jack, Westside, LA all day. I know a lot of y'all bitches gonna be mad at this track. It's okay. You know it's the truth. And everybody don't like the
and
truth.
That's all, you get,
that's, all, that's all I live in is the truth. Yeah, I'm burnt.
Oh shit, here we go. The Dagger, bitch. AKA 4DB with it. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realized a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things are always be the same, no matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters try to come at me. Still gonna be
that
do it like this in 2013. You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics, and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the screams. No, it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, since so many shots they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at a booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas thinking what you did. Pumping up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping.
Every nigga hit that.
Letting trash and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strife, not just once, happened twice. Bet it all, lost it all. Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be your own CD. You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see.
Started on this path alone, Eli with it, walking.
What?
My notebook
what?
Is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. So take your shots, I still progress. Success,
I won't
take
nothing
less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better.
Fuck you.
And that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down. It brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the Dagger, bitch, and 4DB's a witted nigga. Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, a.k.a.
the way it has to be. These people have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download for rap to me. But I'm glad to see this like a sleep. Gagger's gonna let them storm. They ask me to come back, I'll say, you had a chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weed smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot string is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see. O-D-B.
Did you guys hear what's going on? There's like four girls at the school now offering to kiss boys for money.
Yeah, I heard that now even Stacey Anderson is selling kisses.
Stacey Anderson?
Hey, fellas. Would anyone like a coupon? We're offering triple-one kisses today through Thursday.
Butters, you're the one doing all this?
Yep. I am founder and head CEO of the Butters Kissing Company. Just look at this.
Damn, dude, you made all that money off of chicks?
I'm telling you, that's just the most genius idea I've ever come up with. A lot of boys will pay to kiss my employees.
You didn't think of anything, Butters. Guys have been doing what you're doing for years. You're nothing but a common pimp.
A pimp. Huh. Boy, Kyle was right, Sally. There's guys with kissing companies all over the country. The person managing all the women is known as the pimp, while the working women are referred to as hoe or bitch. Oh, you're a bitch, Sally. Oh. Hey, look at this.
You're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights on Vanguard Radio, with the Dagger and Queen B, slowing it down a little for the ladies, talking about adult matters and topics so we can see how freaky some of y'all really are. So put the kids to bed, pour a drink, roll up, and bang out with us from 9 p.m. to 11, every Hump Night.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. That here, Quinn, still good?
Yeah.
All right. Levi, still building?
Yeah, man.
All right, for sure. West with it.
What it is. What's up, y'all?
On what? The last one, the last one I played. I don't know. I got to look back. Hold on. What did I play?
That went to the same TV.
Oh. Shayla De La Cruz.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. But yeah. She was crazy. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, yeah. Yeah, that was something new.
Nah, you ain't never heard that song?
Nah, I ain't never heard that.
Oh, nigga, it's a hater mixtape, man. Oh, you thought it was, nah. It's been, that's why I wait till it drop, nigga, it's okay.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't heard that one before, though. Well, what's up with it,
you gotta, when it drop, you gotta listen to the whole thing at least once. Everybody gotta listen to the whole anti-hater mixtape at least one time through.
I'm waiting on it to drop.
Hey, we still got to do that one thing, though, man, that one song, though, you know what I mean? And we're going to do that one song, though, before that,
maybe y'all,
that,
like I said, whatever
that remix.
You're never going to ask me about those songs. Well, I think Nicki G's he's working this week anyway, so we got to see what's up for this weekend. But,
Hey, for real, email me that beat, man, because me and Fresh going to twist that up real quick.
On the winning mix, right? So we're clear. We're talking about the winning mix, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, okay. I want to touch on what Queen said before we went to break. Queen, because and what we're going to touch on is about infidelity. I'm going to use the big words. You know, infidelity. We all know what that means. Everybody knows, you know, and I think we all have experienced some shit before. But I just have one specific question about a certain aspect of infidelity that I just never seem to understand.
Now, again, if you fuck around and somebody else fucks around on you back, you know, I do believe in an eye for eye mentality, which is why I don't do shit, because karma's a bitch. So, you know, I try to at least not do that much. But, again, when you play it safe, it's open to attack. It switches things up a little bit, because no, because this is the main problem I have. I find myself in a lot of the situations, the bad situations I dealt with bitches and everything. Their main thing with me was I don't show them enough attention. You know, I don't show them enough attention. They say, you know, because like I said, I'm not the type to really give compliments. You know, I listen, but again, I don't talk a lot. So, I mean, it's more just you talking, but then, you know, girls get mad when you don't actually engage them in certain shit sometimes. I mean, there's a lot of things like if I feel you're on some bullshit, I just tend to not come around. There are those girls that feel like, you know, I'm on some bullshit, you better be around here anyway. You know, I don't believe, you know what I mean? There's a certain shit I just don't care to, in a sense. But it doesn't mean I don't, you know, pay no attention. There's just certain things I'm not going to tolerate, because like I said, that no, I'm very open with my attention as well, because I'm like a damn kid myself. I want just as much of the attention back. If I don't get it, I can act the ass. So I know what that get down is. But at the same time, I understand that depending on who I'm dealing with, depending on what I'm, you know, who I'm associated with at the time and everything, if they're doing something, if they got something going on that's important, you know what I mean, important, making your money, kids, blase, this, that, whoop, or whatever, then I have to understand that, because, again, I don't stand in the way of nobody's bread, nobody's money, nobody, nothing like that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that, because I damn sure ain't going to let nobody stand in the way of mine. You know, so that part I can respect. Now, again, but there are other things, like this radio show. We already know I hear shit about this radio show and everything and all, too. But, you know, I've had people come to me like, that radio show is more important than me, and really, like, yeah. You know what I mean? But if you compare it, like, this does more for me. I feel good when I leave here. You know what I mean? I get to let shit out. I get to talk. You know, there's no problems. There's no issues. Rather this side, whatever. I fuck with you. There's all kind of issues, all kind of this, that, whatever. You know, girls have gotten mad because I wouldn't cancel the radio show for them to do nothing. Like, I don't get, you know what I mean? I just don't get, that's part of it. I don't get why girls really need to, like, make themselves, you know, when they see a nigga got something going on, they want to make that ultimatum, like, or whatever, like, whatever it is, it could be anything, you know, that car is more important than me, that whatever is more important than me, and it has nothing to do with being more important, you know what I mean, but this is just something that I enjoy doing, and then, like I said, just let me have this, but again, back to the attention, I got kind of sidetracked, but again, back to the attention thing. And what I meant was, it's just that now when girls feel they don't get enough attention, they go fuck around and get it from somewhere else, right? So which leads to the infidelity. But then want to come back to the person that who's claiming that they wasn't getting the attention from. And then want to blame him because he didn't give her the attention and it's his fault that she wouldn't do what she did.
Right, I heard that before.
That part right there is the biggest issue I have, because, like I said, I've heard that quite a few times in the business that I've dealt with or whatever. And it just amazes me to the point where it's like, okay, if I'm not giving you the attention that you want or that you feel you need, blase, this, that, or whatever, okay, then fucking walk. Walk. If you're going to go do, you know what I mean? If you're going to go do some other shit, go do that. That's fine. Just go. You know what I mean? You don't got to be sneaky about it. You don't got to be, da-da-da. Look, I'm done. You're not doing this. You're not doing what I want to do. I'm about to go do this. Peace out. Go do that. See, I always find myself in a situation where motherfuckers, and again, because I'm not the type who, you know, I don't feel like I got to babysit a bitch. I don't like having to babysit bitches. I'm not going to be all in your phone talking about who you're talking to, what you're doing, everything like that. I'm not going all through your phone. I'm not, you know, I'm not cutting down your Facebook. I'm not doing all that shit. I don't got the time or the energy. You know what I mean? And if you go and do all that, like,
no. I have a question so I can understand this a little bit more, because I need details on shit. So, I need details on shit. I want to know, like, what do you mean by, like, go fuck with another nigga? Like, because, see, like, there's different definitions of going to fuck with another nigga.
I've literally been in a situation where bitches was like, a bitch told me because I unblocked somebody or some shit one day, she went and fucked some other nigga. Because I pissed her off, she just ran to some other nigga.
Oh, so she
went
fuck that nigga. No, okay.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
So we're talking about
somebody.
Okay.
You know
all right.
I mean? That has nothing to do with anything or whatever. She just went and fucked the next nigga. Like, just another dude. Just and I've had people specifically do shit. The one bitch back in the day who got beat up at my mama's house by my new bitch at the time. You know what I mean? But to get back at me because she was mad, she went to the hood and fucked all the homies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get, like.
Yeah,
I mean,
wow.
That's ratchet and nasty.
And then I've been in situations where it's like, okay, well, we're together, we're trying to see what to do or whatever, and you want to claim you drop hints, blase, this, that, or whatever. Like I said, you don't like what I do. You don't like the fact that, like I said, I'm a flirt, I guess, in a sense, but again, that comes with the entertainment. I'm an entertainer. People got to like me. That's just how I am, and people like me naturally anyway. Excuse me. You know what I mean? Most of them are bitches, not my problem. You know what I mean? Just like just like if you got a bomb ass female or whatever and everything like that, you know every nigga gonna want to fuck her. I mean, it's just how it goes. That's just what it is. When it comes to that aspect of that though,
like if you got a girl and you know you're trying to deal with the other bird, like okay, that's all well and good. Like you feel me? Everybody understands that somebody's gonna want a man. Like, if somebody ain't looking at your man or your girl, something is wrong. Yes, I agree 100% on that. But I feel like if there's this one bird around and this nigga is giving her attention and my nigga is giving her attention, and then it's to a point where other people are starting to feed into that shit, hell yeah, I got a problem with that shit. And I'm going to speak up and I'm going to say something. I don't give a fuck because that's my nigga and I don't give a fuck. Like, no, I have a problem with this nigga hanging out with this one stupid ass bird that she's going to fucking be around. And I got a problem with that. Like, you feel me? Like, if it's just bitches, okay, I can deal with bitches because I can sit back and be like, ha ha, because at the end of the night, that nigga coming home and he going to get in my bed and that nigga going to dick me down something amazing and all you bitches is going to go home and wish y'all had that nigga. Like, I can deal with that. But, like, I mean, but like, what? It sometimes it always just be that one girl who just continues to show up or just pop up or you feel me?
Right. But back to what we were trying to
If that's your real, if that's your nigga, you won't have problems.
I love it. But this nigga, see this? You see this right here? What I gotta deal with? But
oh shit. Yeah, man. Be like that sometimes.
But it's just making sure of the fact that, like I said, you don't deal with certain things. And like I said, back on the attention get. If you feel you're not getting that from me, you go somewhere else to get it. Then you know what I mean. Then just go.
It depends on the attention too.
We're talking about the repeaters. We have those girls out there that be with their dude or whatever for a long time, fucking all kinds of niggas and everything like that. You know,
that's
that nigga don't know shit. You know
oh
what I mean?
Gosh.
Or then you have the one who, you know, you had a girl like, oh, well, you pissed me off, so I went into the arms of this dude or this happened or whatever and over here, but now I feel bad about it and everything. I mean, also, don't feel bad about it. You didn't feel bad about it when it happened. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why are you all...
Let's do this. Come on, let's have a conversation about that, okay? Because I've been the girl who, after I was with a nigga for a long time, I had spent 5 years with a nigga, and then it was like, okay, you keep on doing this, and I keep on taking you back, and I'm just like, okay, all right, you gonna be mad when I leave your stupid ass, you gonna be mad, and then I turned around and was like, okay, this one nigga was like, you should be fucking with that nigga, like, you should just come fuck with me, and I was just like, you know what, you right, I shouldn't be fucking with that nigga found out and spazzed out, like, I can't believe you, I love you, and you out here fucking on this nigga, I can't believe you, this, that, and the third, so yeah, you feel me, it depends on how much that woman is going to take, too. Like, now, mind you, there are ratchets out here who just be like, oh, that nigga turned around and was talking to the next bitch, or I saw that bitch over there play with my nigga, so, yep, he over there fucking her, so I'm about to turn around and go fuck the next nigga. No, I'm talking about females who are really down with their niggas and then their niggas continue to fuck up, or even vice versa, or you can even go vice versa on that.
Then walk. That's the point.
But
then walk.
But see, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying too. You always hope in the back of your mind. You always hope in the back of your mind that your nigga or your bitch is gonna change. Because
you hoping
that
while
you
fucking on this other
bitch.
Dude over here. But you hoping that while you fucking on this other dude over here, because he making you feel better right now, because he's telling you all this shit. It's
some bullshit.
You can't do it because I used to be that nigga. Like I said, in my prime. When I was out there not giving a fuck about shit, yes, I was Mr. Fuck Yo Bitch. Nigga, let you fuck up or something or whatever. Let your bitch have the boohoo tears and everything like that. Nigga, I'm on that bitch. She fucking me, but she, you know what I mean? And she fucking me, but she mad at you. I already know to get down, you know what I mean? So, but this is what I don't understand. It's like bitches don't get this. You don't realize, because this is why I know I'm right in a kind of a sense, because the same bitches that want to step out on a nigga and everything like that, or whatever we supposedly try to do, or whatever this that, or same bitch is the same bitch that, like I said, comes back. So whatever you felt that
she
gave you, whatever you felt that he gave you, or what he was gonna bring to the table, or blase this that whoop or whatever, obviously didn't work out, or you really specifically did this just to piss me off. So
I'm not saying that it's right, but okay, I'm standing back as the girl who has gone through that as in the situation. Now, mind you, I was not out here fucking on niggas and sucking, doing all that extra shit. No, I was faithful to my nigga, and my nigga was out here running the streets and doing whatever with whoever, and I'm catching that nigga. I'm coming up the next morning, and this bitch is still in the house, sitting up there posted up, smoking weed with you. My nigga, I was that bitch who was still sitting up there just being cool about the situation, and then finally it was just like, okay, fuck it. I'm not doing this shit no more. But I'm hoping that at the end of the day that maybe if I turn around and do the same shit that you're doing and you understand how I said, now you get a little taste of your own medicine. Mm-hmm. Now you can get a taste of your own medicine and how shit works, and that shit's not fair.
That's what it is.
That
shit I wish you were on the eye for eye mentality, but see, for me, it's never eye for eye mentality because, man, I don't be doing the fucked up shit. And then fucked up shit always seems to happen. So then I fall in the situation where it's like, man, I want to do some shit. You know what I mean? I deserve to do some shit. You know what I mean? I should do some shit, but it's like, I do that shit. I want to be the bad guy.
But even then,
but
like,
me.
Okay.
But that ain't
the, like,
you
can even
then you get fucked over the whole time. You know what I mean? That's the downside to being the good guy. That's always going to be the downside because, again, you want to believe that people can do right. You want to see the good in people. You want to believe even people that may have done wrong at some point in their life. Like I said, if you had any kind of feelings or emotions towards somebody, you want to believe that somewhere in there, you know what I mean, there's somebody that knows how to act right, that's smart, but then you got to realize, no, there are dumb motherfuckers in the world. There are people that don't give a fuck. There are people that do not care. There are people that do whatever they got to do, you know what I mean? It's just, like I said, it's the wild, wild west out here right now. Motherfuckers ain't giving a fuck about shit. Niggas got to be careful.
Man.
Period, everybody. Niggas got to be careful. Bitches got to be careful, man, because you don't know what the fuck is going on out here. You don't know what the fuck's going to happen. You don't know who dealing with who. Motherfuckers out here stalking. You know, it's just all I don't even get what people got all this energy to do all this extra shit.
Because they ain't got nothing else to do.
That's true, too.
Remember, back in the day when you had to stalk a motherfucker, like I said, you had to have a few things to stalk a motherfucker. You had to have a car. You know what I mean? You couldn't have a job. You know, You have to have certain things to stalk a motherfucker. All you need is a phone and an internet connection to stalk a motherfucker now. You know what I mean? Also weird shit. Like, just all kinds of stalking.
That goes back to what I was saying earlier about the times that we live in and how people just do shit and they don't care. You feel me? Like, all I need is your cell phone number and internet connection. I can find out where you at right now, who the fuck you talking to, who's been texting. They got even that shit on cheaters. I seen some shit the other day. I was watching cheaters. They got cheaters spyware. So if I got your passcode to your phone, I could hack your shit and find out where the hell you been and who you been talking to. Like, they really got that shit out here in the world. Like, niggas is out here paying dumb money for shit like that. Like, that's real. Like, you can really find out that shit.
The biggest problem I have is that there's no consequences anymore. There's no consequences. I think I've spoken on this on the show before, but I'm gonna bring it back up. There's no consequences. Like I said, back in the day, and again, like I said, I may sound like a broken record of people been along the side, but this is where I'm about to go with this, man. Remember back in the day, man? You know what I mean? We could take it back all the way to caveman days. You know what I mean? Motherfucker, bitch, act right or get bopped on your head. Do what I say or get bopped. Period.
That's not funny.
What the fuck?
Oh,
now, but again, at the same time, I'm not saying go out there and just bop all the bitches. Like I said, go get to them. But again, I honestly feel that if you actually got a connection with somebody, if you really associate with somebody, and that shit's real, there is no real beef. You know what I mean? Y'all go back and forth, y'all talk shit, move or whatever, but there won't be no real beef because nobody wants to deal with that shit, so both of y'all will know what to do to avoid beef situations or at least get over shit very quickly. You know what I mean? And handle shit as y'all do in whatever situation. You know, that's just how I feel. Now I don't believe that there are those people that believe that, you know, every relationship has a set of bullshit that comes along with it. Now, there's a difference between, you know, bullshit and beef. You know what I mean? There's a difference. Every relationship is going to have something, but again, if you connect them with somebody, you're going to get over that shit really quick because you don't want to deal or have to worry about that. You just want to be happy. You want to be cool. You want to relax. You want to do what you do. All right? A lot of people don't believe that shit. It's always beef. It's always a problem. And if it's going to always be a problem, nobody wants to deal with somebody who's always going to be a problem, who's always going to have a problem, who's always going to have something to say about something. You know, nobody, who wants that? Who wants that? On both sides.
Yeah, real talk.
You know what I mean? Don't no female want no nigga all in there. That's what I think. So this is where I'm back. And again, maybe this depends on the bitch you deal with. I think, bitches don't want a nigga all on her head all the time, woo-woop and everything like that. Where you at? What you doing? Woo-woop and everything like that. So I don't be on bitches' heads like that. But then again, I'm not being attentive to them. And I don't care what they got going on or, you know, I'm not giving them
bitches
the attention
who like that
shit. You know what I mean? It's like, exactly.
I know bitches who like that shit.
I know
shit.
Bitches.
I know bitches who,
if you're not on their head like that, they will go out and do some shit. You know what I mean? You got to babysit these hoes and these bitches. Why? No.
I definitely know bitches who, that, like, that's a turn on for them. They like that shit. Like, ooh, tell me don't do that shit again. I like that shit. You feel me? But, yeah, like, to a certain extent, yeah, I can feel it to a certain extent. Like, no, I don't want my nigga all in my phone asking me a million one questions. Who is this? Or who is this? Like, I literally had a nigga scroll through my phone just because he wanted to see my phone and go through my contact list. Like, who is this nigga? Who is this nigga? Oh, that's my cousin. Oh, that's the homie. Oh, that's my brother's friend. Wootie, wootie, woot. Oh, well, who is this? Who is this? Like, literally, every nigga in my phone, who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Oh, well, how come this nigga don't got a name and this nigga got emojis? Why this nigga don't got this and this nigga got this? Like, whoa, like, back, fall out. Like, why do you feel that you need to be like that? Like, no, if I'm telling you that you're the only nigga that I'm fucking with, then that should be it. That should be all.
Exactly. And I do onto others as I want others to do onto me. You know what I mean? Look, I tell bitches all the time. I'm like, look, my phone, all right, look, you can go through it, but then don't say nothing about nothing that's in it. You know what I mean? Because like I said, there's a lot of naked ass, a lot of pussy, there's a lot of shit in my fucking phone because that's just the type of motherfucker that I am. You know, that's just a given. You want to go through that shit, that's fine, but I'm not explaining shit. If you get mad, that's on you, blase, this, that, or whatever. You know, and then it's like, why go? I like to avoid issues. I like to avoid problems. But people consider this as me trying to hide shit. Like, here's what I do, right? I know bitches that will save text messages that will say, like, I could text you for a whole month and you'll have our whole month conversation still on your phone. where you can go back to your phone, all the way scroll, and figure out exactly. And it had all the messages. Why?
I hate this shit.
Well, see, there, Levi. Like, why? For what? And guess why? Because bitches want to be like, well, you said this on this day. And can, you know, they also, but at the same time, but see me, when I'm done with my text messages, I delete them, period. I delete them. What the fuck am I keeping the text messages for anyway in the first place? I got the message. You know what I mean? There's not nothing that needs to wait. If you send me something, I'd have saved it to my phone. Why the fuck are these text messages still on my phone? You know what I mean? Just in case. Not like I'm trying to hide anything or whatever or anything, but just because always if you read something or look at something, you know what I mean, people interpret shit differently. You know what I mean? You ever just be having a real just general conversation or left a comment somewhere, just something just real general, you know, you didn't mean nothing by it or anything, and heard some shit about it because somebody else took it a totally other way, and you're like, where the fuck did that come from? Why do you feel that way? Sound like a personal problem. Again, not my problem, but again, this is what I mean, the shit that, so I just avoid certain shit. You know, I just, you want to look at my phone? Fine, there won't be no text messages in it, and the only text messages in it are going to be for, like, parties or shit like that, whatever. Like I said, I avoid situations so I can be like, go ahead. But again, if you feel the need to do that, then that poses a problem to me. Because again, like I said, I do on to others I would have them do on to me. I don't want nobody going through my shit. I don't want nobody questioning me. I don't want nobody doing all those type of things to me. Because again, number one, you're just going to piss me off. Number two, you're not going to get a whole lot of answers. You know, and number three, it's just going to probably cause issues or problems. And then again, I don't do that to you. So what the fuck is your problem? But again, bitches don't think that way.
Do what I say. Do what I want. Do it as I see fit, or whatever. Or
but I mean, like, you feel me?
Or somebody else will do it. Or
on the other end of that, let me play devil's advocate on that shit. Now, mind you, I have to be the girl who has to go through niggas' phone because I caught you even when I wasn't looking through your shit. I caught you out here doing shit, even though you didn't know that I knew you was out here doing shit. You feel me? So, I mean, like, if we start off out the back, if you want to look through my phone and all that other shit, then I really don't want to fuck with you in the first place because, first off, we don't got trust. Now, if I eventually have to go through your phone to try to find shit because you've been that way, yeah, again, it goes back to, oh, we'll just leave that nigga. But at the same time, being like, okay, now mind you, like, yes, I've grown up, and I've come a long way from what I used to be. Now, I used to be that girl who had to go through your phone and do all that extra shit. Now, me, personally, like, right now, the homegirl goes through her baby daddy phone, trying to see what he be doing and who he be talking to, and sure enough, every time she go through that nigga shit, she finds some shit, but then I be like, well, why don't you just stop fucking with that nigga? Oh, well, you don't understand. Oh, well, you don't understand. I love him, and we got kids together, and blah, 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 blah.
And if you know that, and again, it goes back to one thing I always say. It goes back to the one question. No matter what you find, no matter all this or whatever, bitch, is you fucking with me still, or is you not? If you gonna fuck with me still, then you can save all the bullshit. Whatever you're about to say about what you, just save it all. Just keep it to yourself. Because why? It don't make sense. It doesn't. And again, back to consequences. If you want that, then you're not going to stop looking for trouble, number one, and then you're not going to do shit with other people. You know what I mean? You can't say you want all this from this dude, woo-woo, or whatever, and then still be out dealing with somewhere else. You know what I mean? I give bitches props. Look, if you did everything you could do, if you was all into it, if you gave everything on you, like I said, you wasn't dealing with nobody else, then fine. You could walk away with your head held high. You know what I mean? And just step off of it because you know you did everything, you put everything into it, you was focused and everything. But bitches lose focus.
This is what I'm talking about. They say that they love this nigga, everything about him, woo-woo or whatever. But then, like you said, you want to – that star player has a bad day, something happens, woo-woo or whatever, and you just instantly go to the next person, this, that. But then want to come back and say, oops. And then want to say, oops, I'm sorry, you know, blase, this, that, or whatever. Can we work it out? Can we do this? Can we do that? When at the same time, like, that's – can you – it's like saying –
I mean, but that's the thing too, is that niggas do that.
Once you cross that line, then you're equally. I feel you're equally responsible. You lose that sense of power where you can say you were the right person. You know what I mean? If you don't walk away, if you stay in it and then do some dirt on top of that, and then still try to make it work or whatever, but then still try to play victim, you can't do that.
I mean, yeah, no, I feel that. But I mean, like I said, niggas do. Exactly, but niggas
but then,
do
like
that
you
shit
said,
too, and then turn around.
Mentality. Bitches be on that. I want to get in. You know, I want you to know how I feel, and
exactly.
Like I said, I get that, but at the same time, that eye for eye mentality is fucked up. Again, I agree with it in a sense, but at the same time, see me, I want to say that. But again, I walk away from a lot of situations. That's just me. I don't do the eye for eye shit. When you fuck me over, this, that, or whatever, I just usually just turn around and walk. That's because again, I want to come back. I want to do some fucked up shit. I be thinking that type of shit and everything. But again, I try to. It's like why? Why do I want to?
I'm a headbutt the shit out of
to intensify this situation. Yeah. Why do I?
Damn.
Real quick, straight out the damn. What area code is that? 347-0091. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Yeah, this is my first time calling, listening. I'm listening the past couple of minutes. You had some opinions.
Okay, sir. What's up?
I think it don't even matter. Like, I've been in a relationship for years. We don't touch each other's phones because, you know, at the end of the day, it is a sign of disrespect because you should be able to trust. But then at the end of the day, like, what difference does it make? You can't really stop somebody from cheating. Like, in other words, like, if we started checking each other's phones, then we'll just upgrade it to just getting a prepaid phone or something else. Like, other than that, it's a very weak thing to check somebody's phone. That's all I'm thinking.
Okay. I agree with you as well, as far as, you know, cheating. You can't stop people from cheating, which is another big thing that, again, some people can. But you know what you have to go through in order to, that's what I mean. Yeah, you know the type of shit you got to go through to really be on somebody 24/7 where they just either so scared to do anything or, you know, you really know all their movements. I've seen relationships like that. I've seen people like that. You know, that's not nothing. That's not healthy, I don't believe. Personally, me, you know, there's something wrong with people like that or things like that. You know, that's not a sane thing to have to go through. I'm sorry. It's just too much work. You know,
that's
relationships don't work, but I mean, you work for them. You work towards relationships in a positive manner. You don't have to work so. I don't. You know how people? There are a lot of people that work so hard to keep bad relationships going. If you get what I'm saying, you know what I mean. They're working so hard. You know, checking phones, doing this, doing that, blase. You know, talking to best friends, whatever's going on. There's all this extra shit going on. Where if all that has to go on in order for y'all to be together, y'all shouldn't be together. That's too much.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Again, this is me talking. Like I said, nobody else lives here or whatever. But it's fucking stupid. But again, one last thing, like I said, I'm going to take it back to consequences for a second. Because like I said, there's no consequences for your actions. Mostly, the worst consequence now is, you know, STDs and kids. Those are what I figure most of the consequences are. A couple of broken hearts, but everybody's getting over those. And everybody's getting broken hearted on shit and everything like that, where, you know, motherfuckers is heartless by the time they get older. But again, let's take it back in the day. Let's bring it up with the caveman days. Remember the medieval times and the times of real kings and everything like that? You know, when a bitch cheated, she was beheaded. You know what I mean? You got to kill her.
Oh, yeah. That nigga
legally.
King Henry was a fool for that.
You know what I mean?
Hey, we should bring that shit back.
King Henry had like, hold on, this is what I wish I had somebody to do some shit.
That nigga was out there fucking all the bitches.
He killed at least 8
bitches. That nigga King Henry was out there fucking beheading the shit out of his wife.
But you gotta think of it like this. Imagine the world. I mean, but the world was different back then. I mean, girls was mad. I mean, but you had your hoes, your wenches. You know what I mean? You had them.
And then you had the girls that were married with their dude who dealt with what they were dealing with. There was no, you know, and if you got caught with adultery or anything like that or whatever, people found out, whatever, you was killed. That was it. You know, there was penalties for that shit. Do you imagine this
only
world?
Only the women were really killed. No, but see, that's not right, though. Okay, so my man... So my man could get out there and fuck all the bitches, but I gotta be at home bearing all his kids.
Like you said earlier, I'm gonna quote what Queen said earlier. I'm not saying it's right. But look, let's just look at the world though. Look at the world as it was back then up until, you know, a couple of years ago. Let's say when women got their rights and everything like that. The world is going in different ways. You know what I mean? Before, it was on the uprise, you know, niggas, shit was getting built up, you know, we built the whole foundation and everything. But again, on the other side, women were women back then. Women made their
choices. That's true.
And they did it. That's what I'm talking about. You know, women did what they were supposed to do. Like I said, there's always going to be the crazy motherfuckers that are just crazy, that fuck up shit. But again, overall... That's why, like, down south and everything like that, you still get a whole lot of, like, women, more some women down south outside of the ratchets and the clubs and everything like that, because, you know, it's more homegrown, it's taught down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a little different that way. They always say that more southern girls cook more and they cook a lot more shit than, like, city folk and everything like that, because it's just different. It's generations passed down, things like that. But I'm just saying it to say that, If there were greater consequences for actions nowadays, then I think things would be different, and there's not. Like I said, the greatest you can worry about is pregnancy, but even people don't flip that because the more kids you have, the more money you get from the government. So,
but see,
it's, you know what I mean?
I hate that. Like, that sounds
that's
so
what
dirty.
They do, though.
Like,
but that's,
bitch,
that's
hop
what
out
it
to
is.
My kids, we're going to give you some more money. Like, that's so gross and so dirty. Like, bitches, I need y'all to get y'all act together. That shit is nasty. Anyway, but I feel like this when it comes, when you're talking about the reason why women are, I can't even call them women, the way bitches are the way that they are is because, now mind you, you want to take it back all the way back to since the beginning of time, but that's the reason why I think that women start, or females, bitches, whatever, are starting to act the way that they act because now that they have more freedom to do so. Like, all of these years, y'all have kept, men have kept us suppressed, where we're just like, okay, we're in the house, we're cooking, we're cleaning, we're doing this, we're being faithful to our husbands, and our husbands is out here fucking other bitches and knocking these bitches up, and you feel me? Or they out here and they just doing the most, whatever it is that they got going on, and it's like, okay, we were made so we could stay at home and take care of y'all kids and cook and clean and wash the dishes and clean y'all nasty asses and, you feel me, take care of these kids and drive them wherever you
wash my
drawers and what other shit. But
right, shit.
Rub my feet.
God damn it, have my food ready, all that shit.
I want my paper and my pipe down next to my seat when I get in the house.
Next to the scotch, all of that shit. You want the scotch, the paper.
I want some head when I enter, every time I leave the premises, upon entrance and leaving.
But mind you, like, you have women who have grown up that way. That is the cutest shit in the world, if a nigga or a bitch can clean the boogers out your nub. I think that's true love. Fuck you. I think that is beautiful as shit. If a nigga could be like, oh, babe, you got a booger in your nose. I got you. Don't need shit. Anyway.
Well, where'd that come from?
Because I said something about cleaning the boogers out your nose. I thought that was, I really think that's true love. If a nigga can tick your nose, hell yeah, that's real right there. A nigga love you. But after so long of being, you feel me, of being that way and not feeling like we've been trapped, now that's why you have these females out here like, okay, I'm going to fuck this nigga. I'm going to still go out here and make my money. I'm going to have, you feel me, I'm going to raise my babies by themselves. You feel me? That's why you have so many single mothers who do it by themselves, because they're like, okay, I don't need you, nigga. Like, you want to leave? you want to get out here and start acting reckless and crazy and you want to go fuck that bitch, okay, well, then get on. I'm still going to pay these bills. I'm still going to take care of these kids, and then I'm still going to be able to go out and do what I want to do. Like, I know somebody's mama right now, as we speak, I know somebody's mama right now who pays her bills, makes sure there's food in the house, makes sure her kids get back and forth to school, and still go out and party right now.
What's she at?
Niggas that I've gone to turn around and look at her mama and be like, your mama is the baddest thing I've ever seen walking. Like, I promise you, right now, I know this lady. Like,
hold up, y'all. Hold on. Wait. Hold on 1 second. It's not to cut you off. Straight out the 818-3447. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do? Hello? 818. The Valley. No.
Hello?
Actually, I don't know why people do that. They don't want to talk. Hello?
Okay.
I guess not.
No, you don't get two hellos from me. That's it. Anyway.
You jump on your face.
But you really get out here and they do it, you feel me? But I think that's why you have it the way that you have it now, because women are so used to being, you know, suppressed and shit, where that's all they knew how to do and that's all they were able to do. Women were getting married off at 13 years old and having kids. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah, you still have that now, but then you still turn around and you have these women being able to get out and go out and party and all that other stuff. But, like, when you was really doing that, like, you were married and your husband took care of you and you did all of that. You didn't have the freedom to do anything else. And that was at 13 years old. Now,
I said, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in their heads. I don't know. I'm not trying to figure it out. I just know that. Like I said, I just know if bitches want to go to war, we can go to war. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to look at it from I'm not saying that it's all right. I'm just trying to make y'all look at it from a different standpoint. You feel
I mean,
me? I'm not
a,
saying that.
My
that
thing is, like I said, you can understand. Like I said, I say it all the time. Women, I give women the power. I don't care what nobody got to say. I say women have the power all the time, and I will always be the one to say that. If anybody don't, nobody else say it. But women do some stupid shit with it. Do the dumbest fucking shit, and then expect to really kind of walk away scot-free or, you know, real clean about it or whatever just because they're women or whatever, or because they can say all the stuff you've been saying, or they can say, well, nigga, you didn't make me feel this or whatever. And I've seen this. Women come up with so many fucking excuses for the stupid shit that they do that it pisses me the fuck off. When it's almost just like I can say that at the same time, it's like just be a woman about it. Like, yeah, I did that shit. Nigga, what's up? You know what I mean? I actually would rather that. Because at least I know, like, okay, well, I can't stand a bitch that want to be on some shit like, oh, I did this, I did that, but then want to come with a sob, like, oh, I'm sorry, and it was because it is, and the excuses, like, bitch, shut that shit the fuck up. Because, again, when you was planning to do it, or when you was setting up to do it, or when you did it, or whatever, none of that shit was even thought about. So all this shit now, after the fact, miss me. Just how I feel. We're going to get about it, y'all. Leave I care. Shout out, you want to hear real quick, man? Let people know what's going on. I know they can Google you and all that good shit, but, man, I better you say it than I do.
Yeah, man. It's your boy, Levi Kev, H-Town's own heavy hitter. Gift and the Curse in stores now. Studio Confessions, next album coming soon. Google me, damn it. You want a feature from me, boy, man, just hit me up. LeviKevBooking@gmail.com, LeviCev Booking@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bang Out Radio West Coast all day, Queen V, Dags. I mean, yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Good looking. West, motherfucking with it. You know what I mean? Yeah, hood
bang. You know, man, you know what I'm saying? Hood Geeks. You know what I'm saying? Listen to Hood Geeks on Tuesdays, Turned Up Tuesdays. So with Fresh, you know what I mean? That nigga IB, that nigga Two Witty. You know what I'm saying? Witty Gang, you know what I'm saying? Be looking out for that album, The Belt and the Crown, Hood Bow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bank All Radio, and all that good shit.
Yes, sir. Queen V, let them know what's up.
Okay, first, is Wes still on the line?
Yep.
Okay. Can I get the West Side W hat for the wig gang? I wanted to know, since we had two of them on the line, I wanted to know if that was okay for me to do.
I have no problem with it.
Okay.
Wes is okay with it, you know what I mean? Wes is okay with it. I have no problem with it.
Okay.
I have no problem with it.
I'm about to get my hat.
Anyway.
Witty gang, you know what I mean? Witty gang, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we out here.
I had to ask first. But anyway, shouts out to everybody tuned in to West Coast Wednesday. Something nice. I appreciate y'all. I fuck with y'all. I really appreciate it. Everybody who tunes in to Bang Out Radio, period. I appreciate y'all. I fuck with y'all. Let's see. You guys can find Bang Out Radio on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook at Bang Out Radio. On Twitter at Real Bang Out. You can follow us on Twitter, and you guys can follow us on Instagram at Bang Out Radio. You guys can holler at me on Instagram at Callie Queen V. That's Callie Queen V, V-E-E. You guys can holler at me on, that's my Instagram and my Twitter. Same name on Twitter and Instagram. Independent artist, you guys can send me your music to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
Yeah, yeah. The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Reality Radio. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. And this is. Like I said, I don't know what y'all think. I don't know what people think out there. You know, when y'all hear me talk or what I go through or what I speak on. I mean, it's all kind of, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody's going to have their own thought process about things and how they develop and develop. What the fuck am I saying? No, but just like. I want to tell y'all to do things. You know, I want to say certain things, but at the same time, it's not going to be right. Like, I want to tell y'all, never trust nobody. People are fucked up. People are going to do fucked up things. You know, only worry about yourself, fuck what everybody else got going on. But that's not right, because, again, you have to trust somebody. You know, we can't all do it all alone and everything like that. You are, you know, how hard you may think you are, you know, everybody needs somebody. Somebody. Motherfucker, so you got to trust somebody. You just got to make sure you trust the right people. Don't trust the wrong niggas. Bitches don't trust the wrong niggas. Niggas don't trust the wrong bitches. Niggas don't trust the wrong niggas. And bitches don't trust the wrong bitches. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very thin line. So, I mean, you got to watch out right there. You know what I mean? I want to tell you just fuck relationships. You know what I mean? Don't deal with anybody. Just deal with everybody. And just don't worry about it. Protect yourself and be cool. Again, that's cool, but I mean, anybody that's actually been in a real, real relationship, when it is good, you know, there's no better experience than that sometimes. I'm sorry. Sound like a punk, whatever, but it be like that sometimes, because you can actually be somebody else. Hey, it's real. Everybody that has that, like I said, especially if you got years invested in somebody or whatever, even if it falls off and falters or whatever, there are times when that shit was all the way good, because nobody tell you nothing.
Right.
You know, am I lying? You know what I mean? Can't nobody
something like you that, know? Though. Yeah, you're right.
So, and so you can never experience something like that unless you actually go for it. So I want to tell you certain things, but again, at the same time, the experiences that we go through is what makes us the people that we are. But at the same time, it's how you handle those experiences and what direction you use those experiences to guide you in. That leads you to the people that we become. And again, with the lack of guidance out here, with everybody just out here just doing whatever, like I said, everybody not giving a fuck, just not worried about certain key values and morals and things like that, just simple shit. That's what's most confusing about it. Thing to me is it's simple shit. It's not like it's fucking rocket science. People's out here making shit way harder than shit has to be.
and it doesn't have to be that way. That's all I'm saying. West Coast Wednesdays, home nights every Wednesday night. Dagger Queen, like I said, every right here. Adult matters, adult topics, relationships, whatever. You know, we get it done. I'm here late nights, 9 to 11 p.m. Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 8 to 10. Everything else is from 8 to 10. Fuck You Fridays, all talk, no music. Got something to get off your chest. Come holler at your boy. Slap Sundays every Sunday. Playing the top slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. 8 to 10, Triple M Show, More Music Monday. I tried to do the show this past week. I don't know how the show was only on 15 minutes, so I do apologize. I got cut off after 15 minutes. Even though I tried to do the show, I'm going to fix it this week coming around if I'm able to do it. Turf Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. You know, West Fresh with it. You know what I mean? Hood Bound. Thank our radio, and then right back here again. It's been fun. Thanks for hanging out tonight, and we'll catch y'all next week. I need a witty girl. Let's go.
Yeah, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you witty, girl? Because that's what I need.
Yeah.
That's what I need. A witty girl that knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But how if you ain't witty, girl,
think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night tassels and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She likes the way that I spit it. She shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you witty, girl? Cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
That's what I need. I need a witty girl knows how to please.
She gotta know. She gotta know.
If you ain't with me, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's the test,
if you
with me,
girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play.
Night like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We grown folks. It's a drink, cush the blow, we stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio, no Romeo. Fuck her like we belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter, not get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat and swallows, bitches a goddess. Serious rider, Mac and Rod, there be the answer. Cush and Molly, stripper, quite little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Spreads don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
Hey, girl, cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
I need a witty girl. Please.
You gotta know, but
you gotta know
if you
ain't with me, girl, then you can be on your way.
You gotta,
yeah, yeah,
you gotta go,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If you're with me, girl, come on, let's play. Let's play.
Talking, no more playing, show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me, I'm 4DB, I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so tight, like I want them pussy walks. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls. Sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always answer. 4DB takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on a boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stab. And fuck her mouth like it's a pussy witty. Girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, witty girls be fucking girls.
Girls be fucking witty.
They pussy shave their very trims. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like to drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like bust a nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth for ass. No way she's getting pregnant then.
Witty girl, cause that's what I need.
What I need.
I need a witty girl.
knows how to please.
Well,
if you ain't with a girl, then you can be on your way.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.